World relief agencies have welcomed Iran's decision to establish camps along its border with Afghanistan for an anticipated influx of Afghan refugees. Iran has agreed to set up 8 camps to accommodate up to 250,000 refugees. 2 of the camps are within Afghanistan. Julie McCarthy is at the camp known as Meal 46 inside Afghanistan. Describe the scene there.
Well, Bob, the scene as I'm sitting here is at a table is about 75 people, many of them little kids who have just come out of the makeshift school that's about 200 yards away, absolutely fascinated about what we're doing here at this camp. But the scene is remarkably quiet. There's no flood here. I think you could barely say there's a trickle. This camp, which is set up 3 miles inside Afghanistan, is supposed to accommodate some 5,000 people, but there are only about 500 here. In a second camp inside Afghanistan, also set up by the Iranian Red Crescent, there are only about 100 families with some 600 people. That camp is about 30 miles north of here inside Taliban-held territory. We passed through some Taliban territory to reach this camp, but this particular camp is inside territory controlled by forces allied to the Northern Alliance. The demarcation line with Taliban is a river, but it is so dry here, Bob. The drought has been so bad that it is completely dried. You would know there's a river. This landscape is incredibly barren. It's hard to believe anything can survive out here. And the life of these 500 people is very rough. Water is being shipped in from the other side of the border. There are tents that have been set up. There's a school set up, but you can imagine a lot of these people have walked a very, very long way to get to this side of the country. It's grim for them. It's very grim.
Where are all the refugees that aid agencies predicted?
Well, that's right. Is this the flood that didn't happen? Aid agencies say, wait, you know, all depends on events. If the conflict escalates, if it widens, if there's more bombings, if the food really does start to completely evaporate, they would expect to see tens of thousands of people on the march. Plus, there are food supplies that are running short. You ask the refugees here why there aren't more, and you get some very interesting answers. There's practical reasons. People don't want to leave where they are for fear that their property is going to be appropriated by one side or the other. Some say people just don't have the means to leave. We are, in fact, on the far western part of Afghanistan. The population centers of Afghanistan are much closer to Pakistan. So in some regards, while the Iranians may be ready for many, many people, the population centers are mostly in the central part of the country where people would tend to go toward Pakistan. There are also people who say, look, not too far from there, there are 10,000 people on the march. Everybody's quite terrified. Those who can leave will walk. Those who feel they have no means to leave will stay where they are.
NPR's Julie McCarthy at a refugee camp in far western Afghanistan.